Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
President Donald Trump has signed the largest investment in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan.
Joe Biden's policy and socialist agenda will only serve to destroy America.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling.
So I think Joe Biden and the Biden family are compromised.
The pandemic would have been challenging for any president.
Now I've got to say, I'm working my ass off here.
Yeah, he is. You bet it is. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Don't be deceived there into thinking that Barack Obama was giving the president any ground on the COVID situation. Not at all.
No, quite the opposite. Yeah. Actually, he was blaming the pandemic on the president.
Exactly. It could have affected any president, but he screwed it up, was his argument yesterday, which we know is hogwash, right? Complete hogwash.
I think I purposely picked that clip because it was telling, because it could have affected anybody. It would have affected anybody. There's no way to pinpoint a single person whose fault this pandemic is. That's
true.
Ridiculous. It's been ridiculous from the beginning.
You got to look back and see how Barry mishandled the swine flu just a few years ago. 314-241-9797. Let me get to my guest right now. She is Jean Evans. She's the executive director of the Missouri Republican Party. Jean, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, can I follow up what you were just saying about Barack Obama and Trump's response to COVID for
just
a second?
Please.
So I don't know if y'all remember this, 15 days to slow the spread. I mean, that was the goal. No president, if this president was as guilty of being as selfish as everyone on that side accuses of him, why would he shut down the greatest economy we've ever had? He wouldn't, right? He shut down the economy. He's taking major precautions, and he did all that to save people. But the whole thing of 15 days to slow the spread – I mean, they built hospitals in Central Park and sent ships to the harbor there for sick people. We started producing ventilators like crazy. The response has been phenomenal, but it is a pandemic. It's a once-in-a-century type of deal, and I don't know about you, but I have COVID fatigue.
Yes.
That doesn't mean I'm not taking it seriously, but I think that the president is setting an example right now on the trail. Okay, this is a challenge. It's been a horrible challenge, and we've dealt with it and we've overcome it. I've personally dealt with it and overcome it. We as a country are going to deal with it and overcome it, as opposed to the dark winter
yeah.
that we hear Joe Biden talking. Joe Biden said that last Thursday night. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so depressed. I don't want to be depressed. I don't want anybody to be depressed. Let's look at this as a challenge. You know, Mark, you're a normal person, a business person who's had ups and downs. Have you ever had to overcome challenges?
Absolutely.
Some big, yeah. some small, and they make you stronger and they make you better. And that is not being dismissive of how horrible this virus is. I've personally lost a family member to this virus. Everything in my life and your life, everyone's life has changed. But we have to look at this as the reality, and we have to move forward, get past it, and be stronger than we were before. And I think that's the message of hope that the president is bringing.
You know, Gene, a little earlier I had Paul Barry on, and one thing he was quick to point out near the end of his interview is that people need to get out and vote. And he also brought up the Ann Wagner race and the Andrew Koenig race. And we got a lot of key things on the ballot 5 days and 14 hours from now.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, in Senate 15 where I live, Andrew Koenig is running. And this was just brought to my attention yesterday that his opponent retweeted a tweet comparing military veterans to Antifa.
Wow.
And I was floored. I know last week we heard from Cori Bush, who said defund the Pentagon. But this woman who was running against Andrew compared military veterans to Antifa. And we can't allow these people to have any more power than what they already have. Like, they're going to destroy us. They have no respect for veterans, police officers, folks who are putting themselves on the line. So, yes, you got to get out and vote. You got to vote for Wagner. You got to vote for Kennedy. You got to vote for Paul Barry. I mean, he's been out there working. He's going to offer us a starkly different leadership with transparency and accountability at the county executive's office, which we have not had. Oh, my gosh, Mark, it's been years. You know, we've just gone from one bad apple to the next. So you got to get out there. And also Amendment 3 is another important one. But I'm really excited about, I think that Trump has is closing in the right direction. I was listening really early this morning. You were talking to someone about how the polls look, and they do look better for us than what you're seeing publicly. Our internal polling looks good, but you don't know. Nobody really knows until Election Day. And so you see the president out there working hard, and you see the Biden crime family being exposed, and hopefully, I hear tonight's going to be another humdinger on Tucker Carlson I'm not here to plug Tucker Carlson, but man, it's like the only way you can get the real news is if you turn on his show anymore.
Thank goodness somebody's covering it, because the mainstream media won't. I mean, I'm glad to hear that he's doing that, and millions and millions and millions of people are watching Tucker Carlson. He's breaking records. Just to plug that program again tonight. And that's the thing about it. We see all these stories about all the millions of people that have voted so far, and the stories want to convince you that all of these people that are voting early are voting Democrat, and that's for some reason Trump supporters are all going to wait till Election Day to vote. I don't think that's the full picture.
No, I know in Missouri, we're pulling, and we don't identify by party here, but we have identifiers in our data, and we're showing 7% more Republicans are pulling ballots than Democrats. And then you have your independents, which you just kind of split those down the middle. But there is good info in the folks voting early in these states, because the Democrat model shows that they have to be so far ahead in early and absentee voting to really make a difference on Election Day. And in states like Florida, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, they're not anywhere near the numbers that Democrats themselves believe that they need to win. Now, they're not going to say that, which, by the way, what's this about? I'm having a hard time getting the news, but I'm hearing that a lot of Biden staffers are quitting.
Oh, really?
I read that from several reliable sources. One was Dan Bongino. So I'm like, I don't know what's going on there, but of course the mainstream media is not going to tell us. And you know, that's really scary, because if these people get in power and the media refuses
to cover
them, like yeah. they refuse to cover Biden, I mean, you're talking corruption at every level. I mean, we're seeing it. We've seen it with Biden. We're seeing it here quite honestly, in the Sam Page administration. And when power goes unchecked, I mean, that's really the purpose of the Fourth Estate, right? That's always a free press. But now we don't really have that. We have a manipulated press that is spreading propaganda and misinformation. So folks got to get out there and vote. And also diversify your news sources. And, you know, I was on Newsmax yesterday, and I'm excited that we have another channel that is providing us some insight away from the MSNBC, CNN, and, you know, like they're all kind of one big conglomerate over there, all the major networks.
Right.
So we've got Fox, we've got OAN, and we've got Newsmax providing us with more perspectives. And by the way, hardly anyone was covering Philadelphia last night, which apparently is worse than Minneapolis. Did you see any of that?
1,000 people out rioting. They've wrecked a Walmart, several other stores there, called out the National Guard. I can't help but to think that the people in Pennsylvania are paying attention.
Well, I sure hope so, because, I mean, you know, coming to a city near you, I mean, that's kind of what it looks like. And I know, like, when they did this in Wisconsin, that's like a month ago, they were actually out in a suburban area that a friend of mine compared to like a Webster Kirkwood area, and just destroyed the stores and the restaurants. So it shouldn't be happening anywhere, but they're, you know, emboldened, they're empowered by this defund the police movement and by a media that is just turning a blind eye and calling them. I mean, last night, the mayor of Philadelphia called them peaceful protests, even though cops were being shot. 11 people were also shot last night, but there were cops being shot the previous night, and he's calling it a peaceful protest. If that's peaceful, what does violent look like? Because that is pretty, pretty bad. And we just,
it's scary. And we learned that Biden has called a lid again today, probably as a result of that Bobulinski interview last night.
Really?
That's what I just read. Yeah, yeah. Gene, I got to run. I always appreciate having you on, though. Thank you.
Get out and vote, everyone. Thank you.
We will talk soon. Gene Evans there, Missouri Executive Director of the Republican Party. She's going to join me for the town hall tonight. We're going to break down Amendment 3 and some of these other issues at 6 o'clock on Facebook. We will take a quick break. 314-241-9797. And Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft at the bottom of the hour.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now I've got to say, I'm working my ass off here. This is Sleepy Joe. The guy goes to his basement. He's got another lid. You know, he goes to the basement. The lid, right? That's the garbage can. They put a lid on you.
Well, I'll tell you what, love him or hate him, you got to admire the level of energy for three or four different campaign stops in the same day. And at each one of those stops yesterday, the president talked for an hour. Mm-hmm.
Insanely impressive.
It's amazing. I don't know what he's like 20 years younger.
He's 20 years younger than me.
Must be that Regeneron. That's all I can figure. Let me get to Kevin here on line two. Kevin, thanks for the call.
Thanks for taking my call, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Your last guest said that we have to vote Republicans, and I agree with that. I'm not going to vote for a liberal, a Democrat, much less a liberal one. Therein lies the problem, is that I'm not going to vote for a Democrat, so I have to vote for a Republican, even though I don't care for him, even though I don't think they're doing a good job, like right now with Wagner and Blunt. I can't remember the last thing either one of those two did for me to help me and my fellow citizens, but I have to vote for them because I have no choice. That's the default setting, and I think that's sad.
Well, you know what? I mean, and that gets down to the committee level almost for the Republican Party when it comes to finding candidates, and people have to get involved in when those decisions are being made. You agree on that, Kevin? Because many, you know, other than term limits, how do you stop Congress people that you're not necessarily enthused with from getting reelected year after year after year? You have to open it up to some new candidates eventually.
Totally agree, and I pay more attention to the primaries. My wife and I do, Julie. And just one last comment, and I called Wagner's office. I said, hey, great. You passed this, you know, this human trafficking law. And I think that's very noble. But if we don't have a government to enforce that law, what did that mean? It adds up to absolutely nothing. We have to have a government around that's not destroyed that can enforce its laws. She doesn't get it.
Well, you know, I've heard the lesser of two evil arguments in the past. I mean, I always tell people in this particular election, and I've talked to some of my own family members about this, you have to look at policies and not people in many cases. There's never
exactly what I do. I let policy steer my position, and that's not going to change. But I just we can do better than this, I guess,
well,
is what I'm saying.
I appreciate the call, Kevin. You put a lot of thought into it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I get that. I mean, you heard Melania Trump yesterday. He said, you know, I don't always agree with everything my husband tweets, but he feels it's important to get his thoughts directly to the people and do an end run around the mainstream media that won't bring you any of the Tony Bobulinski claims because they're running interference for Joe Biden. You've got to look at what's at stake here. You may not like what the president tweets. You got to look at what the policies of Joe Biden are going to do to this country, to the economy, to your 401k, to your hopes for retirement one of these days, to the future for your children. None of them are perfect, but you got to look at the bigger picture, and you got to get out and vote, and you got to get your friends and family members to vote. There's a lot on the line here. Even if you have to hold your nose to do it, there's a lot on the line. Let me get to a quick break here. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft is going to join us with more on what's going on with early voting and absentee voting and mail-in ballots. We'll be back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Is a choice between a Trump super recovery or a Biden depression. You're going to have a depression. Your 401k's down the tubes. Look how great our stock market. I had a little blip yesterday because Nancy Pelosi will not approve stimulus. That's all. But it's a choice between a Trump boom or a Biden lockdown.
Sounds pretty clear. The president, one of his three campaign stops across the country yesterday, and he's on the road again today. I believe he may be going to Nevada today or Arizona. Maybe it's Arizona. I know he's going west today, but he's like the Energizer Bunny, that's for sure. You got to admire the pace that he's keeping up in these closing days. We have the Missouri Secretary of State on the line, Jay Ashcroft. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I've lost my voice 6 days to go, and the people will vote.
Yeah, no kidding, man. You've got your hands full right now with every time I drive by one of our government centers here in St. Louis County, there are people lined up down the street and wrapped around the back of the building. I mean, the turnout's been amazing so far.
Well, and also the work of our local election authorities, 116 of them across the state. I was at the St. Louis County Board of Elections yesterday to see how things were going, to touch base with Eric Fay and Rick Stream, and the things they are doing to make sure that every registered voter can vote, they can vote safely and easily and have their vote count. It's a real testimony to the people of this state.
Yeah, you know, we hear a lot about this, the mail-in ballots, and I know that's available this year. Surprisingly, in April, or the August primary, I should say, that didn't end up being a very big deal. I assume we're going to see a lot more of those for the general.
We expect to see probably 10 times as many mail-in ballots, maybe seven or eight times as many mail-in ballots in the general. But we are seeing an immense amount of people that are voting absentee, either in person or sending that ballot in. We're over, I believe, 700,000 absentee and mail-in ballots right now.
Wow. What's your stance on early voting? Some states tee it up a month out or whatever and let people go without any reason whatsoever other than the fact that they want to vote early.
You know, I'm not a proponent of that. I think it's good for incumbents because the incumbents are better known. They have money to spend further out in the cycle. If you're a challenger, you have to use your money at the end. If people have already voted, you don't have a chance. And, of course, events can intervene. Things can change. I liken it to if I were on trial and halfway through the trial, before the prosecutor was even done, half the jury said, you know what, we've already decided he's guilty. We're going to vote now and leave and not hear the rest of the evidence.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And we're talking with Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. You know, I look across the country and I see cases in other states, Mr. Secretary, like Pennsylvania, maybe Wisconsin. I've seen this in where people are going to court and trying to find activist judges who are willing to try to change voting laws in these states without the legislature involved or the will of the people. Have you seen any challenges like that in Missouri? Are you worried about it? Any comments on that?
We've only had three lawsuits, I would say, in the last 2 weeks that have been decided. Yeah, I do not think it's appropriate for judges to be changing the law, especially partway through the election, where so that some people follow law A and other people follow a different set of rules. I just think that's unfair. I don't think that's how you should run an election. If you don't like the law, you elect different legislators, you lobby the legislators to change it. My job is to enforce the law as passed and signed by the governor, and it's not the judge's role to change the law.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't agree with that more. You know, I of course I'm paying attention to the election cycle, and I see an ad run by your opponent the other day accusing you of wanting to suppress votes with voter ID and all of this nonsense, and I just can't stand it when I see those lies put out there like that.
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is that when we passed that law and implemented it, we've allowed people to vote that would have been turned away under the old law. We can point to individuals every major election that get to vote because of that law. And in almost 5 years, they haven't been able to point to a single person that would have in any way been infringed by the implementation of that law. Yeah. It's silly politics.
It is true. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft joining us this morning. You know, the thing about voter fraud, I know the Heritage Foundation has dedicated some of its analysts to looking into this problem across the country. Whenever the president brings this up, the commentary always is, well, there's no proof of widespread voter fraud. But the bottom line is we're going to have more people voting by mail-in ballot this year and remotely than ever before in the history of this country. In my opinion, that is ripe for fraud. Do you have any concerns about that?
Well, it's just disingenuous. The same people that say there's no such thing as voter fraud in our own state, let's take former Representative Bruce Franks. He says there's no such thing as voter fraud. 4 years ago, he sued in court to overturn an election he was in based on the fact that he lost solely because of vote fraud. On election day, the final vote said 52-48, I believe it was, for Penny Hubbard. He sued a St. Louis city judge, ordered a new election because of all the irregularities with absentee ballots, and he won the next election with 75% of the vote. They don't see vote fraud as long as they win. When they do, they're like, oh, yeah, it does occur.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. A listener to the show this morning emailed me a picture of her son's ballot. He lived in California for about 5 years and now lives back here in Missouri. The state of California mass mailed ballots to everybody on their roster, whether you requested one or not. He got a ballot in the mail from the state of California, right? And it says right on there, you can mail this back in, just make sure it's postmarked by election day, and we'll count it up to 17 days after the election. Yep. That's insane.
That's not even the worst. We had another individual in Missouri that had lived in California 15 years ago. She had changed her address multiple times. She doesn't know how California got her new address. It wasn't forwarded. They actually went to the trouble to investigate and find her and sent her a California ballot. Being a good Missourian, she did not vote it.
Wow. Wow. It just gives us a good idea of why we need to toe the line here and keep our regulations with some common sense attached to them. What kind of voter turnout? Do you have any estimates on what you're expecting by the time all the votes are counted?
You know, there are no good estimates because we've never had a year like this to base it on. I'm hopeful that we break 70%. I think some of the people voting early are people that would have voted in person but have just changed when they vote.
Right.
But I do hope we're seeing new people come out. I'd love to see us at 70. I wouldn't bet on it, but that's my hope.
Yeah. And what's your pitch to people to be reelected as Secretary of State?
You know, I really unfortunately can't talk about that. This is an official interview, and I believe I need to keep those two separate.
So I can appreciate that. No, that's fine.
I never want to be that guy.
No, I appreciate the honesty in your answer. I just wanted to, you know, I know that the race is going on, so I wanted to throw that out there. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, listen, I know you got your hands full. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, here he is. You know, we invited him on to talk about the election and how things are going. So he's honoring the separation of those two issues. That's a good thing.
Yeah, right on.
That's right. Yeah. It's good. So you understand that. That's good. We move on. We'll get to a quick break here. 314-241-9797. I've got time for your phone calls at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. Did you see the Bobulinski interview? What did you think about it? Call me. I'll take your calls next.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, founded, and is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the largest LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me in a criminal case, and my father without telling me.
Did you know that? That Joe Biden was named in a criminal case in the U.S. Southern District in New York? That's Hunter Biden. That's part of the audio that got released last night by Tony Bobulinski. If you didn't see that interview, it's must-watch TV. Apparently, Tucker Carlson's going to have more on that tonight on his show. But it was stunning to listen to. Let me get to Allison here on line two. Allison, good morning.
Hi. I saw the interview by Tucker last night, and I also heard Bobulinski's interview just prior to the debate the other night, where he revealed the dealings between Hunter, Bobulinski, and I think Archer was there, and they were trying to set up a deal called Sinohawk,
right,
where Bobulinski was going to be the CEO, and it was going to be a joint venture between the Russian state-owned energy company and these Biden family holdings called Oneida. And there was a meeting in May 2017 where Hunter arranged for Bobulinski to meet his dad in a bar in a hotel in California.
Yeah.
It happened. It's being hidden by the mainstream media. I tried to send messenger information to several friends about this, and it was blocked on Messenger.
Allison.
And it's referred to today in an article in Breitbart and also an article in the Washington Times.
Yeah, and those are conservative publications, and that's the only place you're going to see it. And it's really a testament to the downfall of true journalism in America. There's zero interest in this. Yeah. Allison,
and if people aren't listening to those conservative stations and reading conservative literature, they're not going to know about this because the mainstream media is squashing it.
Yep, I would agree. Allison, thank you for the call, and thank you for paying attention to what's going on out there. Just in case you missed it, just play cut 14 real quick before we run out of time.
The former vice president has said he had no knowledge whatsoever of his son's business dealings and was not involved in them at all. But this sounds like direct involvement in them.
Yeah, that's a blatant lie. When he states that, that is a blatant lie.
Yeah, he said he's compromised. He's compromised by the Chinese Communist Party, who handed $10 million over to them. It's stunning stuff that the New York Times suddenly has no interest in. Amazing.
It is amazing. You have a town hall tonight. You want to give that one last plug?
I do. 6 o'clock on Facebook. Tune in. I put my voter guide out. It's up there on the Facebook page, The Mark Cox Show. Like the page. You'll get notifications whenever we go live for the show in the morning and for the Facebook Live tonight at 6. Mm-hmm. Gene Evans will join us again. Tim Jones is going to be on there. Chris Arps. We're going to break down all of the issues, the amendments, the candidates in my voter guide to help you vote properly in 5 days and 14 hours. All right.
Sounds good.
Kilmeade's up next with the latest on Biden and Trump. And Andy Fry's in noon to 3. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.